The quagga was in some magazine article I read when I was pretty young, and it was the first time I'd ever found out that contemporary animals would go extinct. All I knew about was dinosaurs. And the quagga is a subspecies of zebra that is striped on part of its body, but not the rest. And there's nothing especially remarkable about it, but that was sort of the point. It's gone. Elegy for the quagga. Krakatau split with a blinding noise and raised from gutted, steaming rock a pulverized black sky over water walls that swiftly fell on Java and Sumatra. 15 days before, in its cage in Amsterdam, the last known member of Equus quagga, the southernmost subspecies of zebra, died. Most of the wild ones, not wild enough, grazing near the Cape of Good Hope, had been shot and skinned and roasted by white hunters. When a spider walked on cooling Krakatau's skin, no quagga walked anywhere, while seeds pitched by long winds onto newborn fields burst open and rooted. Perhaps some thistle flourished on the quagga's discarded innards. The fractured island greened and hummed again. Handsome zebras tossed their heads in zoos on hired safari planes. Who needs to hear a quagga's voice, or see the warm hide twitch away a fly, see the neck turn, curving its cream and chestnut stripes that run down to plain dark haunches and plain white legs? A kind of horse, less picturesque than a dodo. Still, we mourn what we mourn, even if, when it sank to its irreplaceable knees, when its unique throat closed behind a sigh, no dust rose to redden a whole year's sunsets. No one unwittingly busy 2,000 miles away jumped at the sound. No ashes rained on ships in the merciless sea.